You're listening to Off the Hour on CKUT, broadcast 90.3 FM in Montreal, and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bugel. The Mohawk Mothers have filed an emergency motion to halt drilling and excavation at the Royal Victoria Hospital site. The group fought to have the Royal Vic redevelopment include an archaeological search for human remains, based on a local account that Indigenous children had been taken to the site for medical experiments. McGill and the SQI, or Quebec Infrastructure Society, have to include the Mohawk Mothers in this process. But at a press conference outside the site today, the group said information has been withheld.
It's an Indigenous-led investigation, but they're taking control of all of the information that comes from this.
Yesterday, McGill Provost Christopher Manfredi announced that a new phase of construction would begin. He wrote that in the 10 sites where detection dogs and GPR, or ground-penetrating radar, had highlighted possible remains, nothing was unearthed through investigation. Today, he sent another update stating, McGill takes the view that the work has been conducted in full compliance with the panel's recommendations and with the settlement agreement reached last April. But a representative from the Mohawk Mothers says this process has been rushed and the panel Manfredi mentions has been disbanded, so they can't assess the findings.
When they did the GPR, there were several, and only a few were looked into, and they were rushed.
This comes less than 2 months after members of the group were harassed by security personnel outside the Royal Vic. They say they still see members of that same security firm at the site.
And then now we're here and we're still seeing some of the people that worked for the commissionaires who are actually the main culprits within this attack on us. They're still working here.
Here's my interview from earlier today with one of the Mohawk Mothers about her own experience and why it's important for the group to be truly included in the process.
Do you mind introducing yourself and just telling me your part in this campaign?
I am Gahandineta of the Bear Clan. I live in Ganawage, and I was once a McGill student a long time ago. But I have been involved with the situation here for 2 years now. We started, and now we've got it to this point where we're looking for our children. We want to find them. They mean so much to us. And it was during my lifetime that those children were taken away.
So tell me about the campaign. How did that start? What was it about the history of the Royal Victoria Hospital that made your group, you know, feel the need to get involved in this way?
Well, we knew about it. We grew up knowing about it. At least, my age, we knew that children were disappearing, and they even tried to get some of my brothers, my brother and his sister. They were coming to the reserve and giving these IQ tests, and the ones that did very well on the IQ test, they said there's something wrong with them, and so they brought them up here. And I ended up fighting to stop that. I was very young at the time. So I knew at that time that there were these things. And then we knew about it from our grandparents, who talked about what had happened, that we had lost children, and that they were declared as orphans and they were taken away. And newborn babies were taken from us, from the Royal Victoria Hospital. When the baby is born, they take the baby because the woman is not married. And so they just sign it away. Somebody comes in there. It's usually from the Salvation Army. And at least in my case, it was. And they tried to take my baby, brand new baby. And I was still coming out of the fog of delivery. And I asked her, "Who are you?" And she said, "Oh, it's for the baby. You just have to sign this." I said, "Well, who are you? What for?" "Oh, we have a very nice family for this baby." And anyway, I won't tell you what I did. But I woke up from my stupor, and I was so I was so scared, for one thing. I had to do something. My baby was right there next to me, and she had just been born. Anyway, that's all I want to say about that. It was a horrible experience, but I have seen those experiences before, so I suddenly realized it was happening to me. So I'm very old now, and I remember those things. I remember what I was told about it.
So tell me about the campaign now and the supervision that your group, the Mohawk Mothers, have been doing to the construction and the redevelopment of the Royal Victoria Hospital site. What has been happening over the last few months, and I guess how has that differed from the original agreement that you had with McGill and the SQI, the Société de Québécoise d'Infrastructure?
Well, it goes right back to October 2022, when we got the agreement to stop everything until we find our children. And we did a ceremony here, and because the children want us, we feel them, we sense them, they are here. And so we had this condolence on the side of the mountain, and we had a feast for them, and we said, help us to find you. You'd guide us, and they are guiding us. There are certain professional ways that they're supposed to look at whatever is found, and that's not being done for the most part. It's not. You know, for example, they dug up 9 anomalies there that were found by these people from British Columbia, and it was done so fast, and they dug right in there, and they, you know, with one of those diggers, and they were in such a hurry to get through that because they had planned to start putting up this building. They are very, very anxious to get that started. So they went ahead and did it, but they didn't complete the work because it's supposed to go to archaeologists who are trained in just that kind of work to look at that. And they're the experts. And, you know, what they did was they disbanded the experts. And so they couldn't look at anything. And there were things like that that were constant, constant. Every time we turned around, there was something that was being done to us. It just showed so much disrespect for us and for our feelings and for what we're doing. And we don't want any money out of this. We haven't asked for any money. We just said, we want to find our children.
The Mohawk Mothers' emergency motion for an injunction will be heard on Thursday, September 14th at the Superior Court in Montreal. In the meantime, solidarity actions will take place outside the site at the corner of Pine Avenue and Dr. Penfield tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.